Calling the meeting to order. Any member of the public may speak on any item which is on the agenda. The board will only allow comments by members of the public on any item on the agenda during the consideration of the item. When the item is called, please raise your hand and the chair will recognize you. The general public, at the beginning of the regular agenda during the public comment period, may address matters under the jurisdiction of the board and not on the posted agenda. However, any person wishing to make a presentation must submit their issues in written form with copies furnished to board members. Presentations will be limited to 3 minutes. Thank you. Okay, having said that, roll call.
Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Jim DeMartini. Mike Fisher.
Here.
Gordon Ford.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Ron Martin.
Here.
Linda Stotz-Burnett.
Here.
Clarence Willman.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Important meeting. Announcements.
Okay, I do have an announcement today. Staff, I'm going to pass these out. Let's pass them around that way and that way. We have secured the services of Michael Wright, the results group for the board strategic planning session. And we have an outline. This paper that's being passed out, this one page, kind of outlines the phases that the results group will go through with the board. And the reason we're passing that out today, we just connected with him and got this going here this last week. And he wants to conduct interviews with board members and management team members in the next couple of weeks, so we wanted to apprise the board of that. That they'll be setting up interviews with, Michael Wright will be setting up interviews with individual board members prior to the strategic planning session. Also, a goal of this process would be that the strategic planning committee, Mr. Wright would meet with them, we're thinking March 23rd. So if the strategic planning committee could note that, if you have a difficulty with that, we can change that date, but prior to the April 28th, 29th strategic planning session, a reminder that if those are the dates for the strategic planning session, April 28th and 29th. And then he wants to meet back with the strategic planning objectives committee. We're thinking the May 25th meeting prior to the May 25th board meeting. Again, if those dates don't work, we can look at other dates to finalize this process by the June 9th, 2010 retirement board meeting. And then staff will work on outlining how this looks for future years and goals. Okay?
Thank you. Any other announcements? Okay. Public comment. Okay, consent items.
Make motion to approve the consent items.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
A second.
Which one? CW?
So I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay. Administrator.
Okay, we have discussion and action on actuarial review and analysis of June 30th, 2009. Board members, the last meeting, received the presentation of the actuarial analysis based on the data of June 30th, 2009. And there were basically three areas where the actuary is looking for some direction from the board. And those three areas are the amortization period for the unfunded liabilities, the employer contribution rate adjusted for the potential of members' reduction in pay, and then also the city series and other special districts cost calculations, the amortization of their unfunded liabilities and what that would include and entail. Board members also received electronically letters from the city of Ceres and the county related to the development of the contribution rates for this next fiscal year. The law says we have until middle May to get the rates to the Board of Supervisors, so there's no rush as far as having to make decisions today or in the next month or two, but there is obviously a deadline of middle May to have those contribution rates to the Board of Supervisors. You all received my workup with my recommendations as far as for the amortization period fund, unfunded liabilities. The board went to 30-year amortization with the last actuarial evaluation, and that was effective for this fiscal year's rate. And taking back the 30-year period, I took that and I said, okay, at some point we do want to get back to a lower length of period for amortization. And in consultation with the actuaries, they're comfortable, more comfortable in normal times with a 15-year period. Clearly, we've had a tremendous shock to the system, both the actuarial assumption rates as well as the investment losses were quite a shock to the retirement system, and we need to kind of work our way out of that. We understand this, you know, this investment loss arena affects everybody, and it happens like once in 70 or 80 years. So we want to kind of work our way back to the 15-year amortization. So my recommendation for the board would be to seriously consider starting with the 30 years for last year, moving to 29 with this valuation, 28, 27, and so on as the recommendation goes through there. Also, on the employer contribution rates, adjusted for members' reduction in pay, the potential for that, I would have the actuaries work up the regular percent of pay for normal cost, and then the amortization of the unfunded liability would be given as a dollar amount. And with that dollar amount, we would ask the employers for what their anticipated payroll would be and come up with a close percentage as to what that dollar amount would cost percentage-wise for payroll. And then with the City of Ceres and other special districts cost calculations, the recommendation is to go with the solvency test method, but phase that in over the next 4 or 5 years so that by the time the DOB pension obligation bonds get paid off in August of 2013, that the next fiscal year of 2014-2015, the City of Ceres, other special districts in the county would all be on basically the same level playing field, same amortization, absorbing the unfunded liabilities throughout the system pursuant to their own individual employers' costs. So those are my recommendations. Again, this is not a, you know, have to get it done at this meeting in particular. However, the actuaries do need direction on these issues before they can finalize their their report. I know last year the board also made some motions to transfer non-valuation reserves into valuation reserves, both to offset the unfunded liability as well as to offset employer contributions. And if the board desires to just offset unfunded liabilities, then the actuaries would need to know that to produce their report. If the board's desire is to only offset employer contributions, the actuaries can complete their report before that action, and we can follow through on offsetting the contributions after the report is submitted.
Okay. We have a comment from Mr. Kilger.
Yeah, Kilger, thank you. Again, Brad Kilger, City Manager with the City of Ceres. Again, from last week, time we met, I want to thank you for the board's willingness to work with us. The system had been fairly I hate to use the term autopilot for many years in terms of the formalization and such, and so we had to gear up very quickly to understand the implications of the current situation we all find ourselves in. With that said, you do have a copy of our letter. It was developed by our brand new actuary consultants, Bartell and Associates, and they have Deanna Van Valor, who will be working with your actuarial. We, after looking at it, understand the purpose of the methodology, and while we probably might have a few minor issues with it, we don't feel that that's something necessary that we'll contest because it's, as we've been told, it's pretty standard in the industry practice for that methodology to be used. What we do feel is that we've made progress, and what we would like to do is some form of smoothing strategy. We thank your staff for coming up with the option of the alternative, but we would like to have at least a couple of weeks, or at least till your next meeting, to take it back to our elected body for fiscal analysis purposes. Obviously, as you all know better than we do, if you don't pay now, you pay later with interest. And so even though we are trying to project it out and we definitely want to smooth it to some extent, we don't necessarily want to hinder ourselves in the future to too great an extent. So what we'd like to do is work with our actuarial and your actuarial to sit down, take a look at and develop a better understanding of the proposal, because actually I think that's a very viable proposal, but give our council a couple of other options also. So again, we understand the importance of moving forward with this. We understand that there's time is of the essence, and we have absolutely no desire to delay it whatsoever. The one question I think we did have was, it was our understanding that once you develop the methodology, that then you could work with the members individually relative to their smoothing strategy. We're not so sure that's the case now, and it's not our intent at all to hold the county up relative for them to move forward. So I'm not sure if that's an issue or not. So, but again, it's not our intent to slow the county process down if they can move forward once the methodology is established. Any questions?
Well, Andy, Brett, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brad, do you need more than 2 weeks?
Well,
and is 2 weeks, can we give him more than 2 weeks? Is that?
Like I said, our final is about mid-May when we have to have the contribution rates to the county Board of Supervisors.
Two meetings would be wonderful. We have a meeting already established with our council next week, and our hope is that working with Deanna, we can develop the information and have them make the decision. If we run into any problems, I hate to be back here in 2 weeks and say, gee, two more weeks. That doesn't sound good. So if you could give us more, that'd be fantastic. But our intent is to come back with a recommendation. The other thing, too, is we want to be able to sit down with your staff and go over it before the meeting, so that if there are any issues, that they can correspond that to us.
Do we need a motion to delay it for 4 weeks, or how do we do that?
Graham, you have a comment?
I just want to make one comment about the issue of smoothing into the changes. In terms of the current year policy, it's not a question of pay now or pay later, it's who pays. So to the extent that there's an unfunded liability that's already, you know, determined for the city of Ceres, and the county pays is assigned the rest of the unfunded liability, right? Whatever's left over, Ceres, their unfunded liability has been fixed. To the extent that Ceres does not pay, does not go in full to that solvency test method where we're dividing the assets based on their share of their accrued liabilities, the county has to immediately pick up that full unfunded liability, and that unfunded liability goes into their cost calculation right now. So it's not a question of smoothing in. If you smooth into Ceres paying that full amount, in the interim, the county has to pick up that additional cost. So the total cost stays the same. It's just which group is paying for it. And I hope that, sorry if that wasn't clear in the letter initially when I said you could smooth into that new policy. But what it means is it's not really a question of pay me now or pay me later. It's who's paying this year's contribution. That's not to say that there could be some agreement that if Ceres isn't paying that full agreement, that their full amount, they might have to pay a little more later, and then the county would pay less. But the total contribution has to be based on the full unfunded liability for both plans. Sorry if that wasn't clear in the initial memo.
Well, I'm not going to blame that on you, because obviously I don't know. But in speaking with you, go ahead, Deanna.
May I speak? I'm sorry. Deanna Van Baylor, Bartel Associates. I'm working with the City of Ceres, and obviously I know Graham and Bob from EFI as well. Actually, I guess, was a misunderstanding that perhaps our firm had, that we were under the impression that there could be, I guess, if you will, full implementation of the method on the county side and a phase-in on the city side. And what you're saying is that, given the way in which you're doing the calculations, that's not feasible. And so I guess my question to you is, because I'm simply not sure, is there a methodology allowed for under 37 Act law where the contribution for Ceres could be smoothed into, you know, sort of outside of the contribution determination, and that I'm not necessarily sure about.
I'm not aware of a, Bob, you can speak to this too, I'm not aware of anything that allows the board to ask for a contribution less than the actually determined amount.
So any flexibility you might have might be from the fact that Ceres is at least presently, advertising on a 20-year basis as opposed to a 30-year basis.
So that's our only flexibility, really?
That's it.
Okay.
And you can't, one way or another, when you test out the series contribution, it has to be normal cost plus 30 years amortization or more.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
And if any of the board members, or if anybody wants a scenario, you know, I've put together a spreadsheet that allows us to input a percentage of implementation. So as in Tom's example, it was a sort of a 1/5 of the way to full implementation, or 20% recognition of that true unfunded liability. And I can also change the amortization period for either the county or series. And we can do that, you know, and you can see those numbers if you'd like.
Using Tom's proposal, under that alternative was the description that you provided the county having to cover some of the initial costs from that smoothing. Does that occur under that scenario also, what he proposes?
Yes. So it means that the county is picking up, you know, whatever portion of the there's a difference between the unfunded liability under the old method and an unfunded liability under the new method. Under Tom's proposal, Sirius would be amortizing 20% of the difference between those two, and the county would continue, you know, currently they're paying 100% of that difference.
Understood.
They would then be paying 80% of that difference, and that would move a step forward.
Well, again, it was not Sirius' intent at all to slow the county down, and we did misunderstand and have the thought process that they could be bifurcated once you establish the methodology. So at this point, I would ask for a couple of weeks or whatever so that we can sit down, because we want to be fair to all parties also and see what we can come up with.
Is 4 weeks too? Can we do 4 weeks?
Mayor, we have the numbers available for any. I guess this is more of a decision for the board than any more actual advice. You've got the different methodologies, and now it's a decision about how to amortize series unfunded liability. Tom's recommendation was to extend that period to mirror the counties, and then how much of this different method do you want to recognize in the current year?
If we changed series and the other employers are going to be affected by this to a 30-year amortization, how much does that change? You know, we basically do the same thing we're thinking of doing to the county, going to 30 and then, you know, 29, 28, that type of scenario. How would that affect this year's?
Do you have the, can I turn this on? Mm-hmm. So
just press it.
Are you asking about, so our current, the policy last year had been set to 30-year amortization.
For the county,
Tom's
and 20
right.
For the rest.
And Tom's recommendation was to go from 30 to 29 for the current valuation. Are you asking about resetting the county to 30 and to
no,
and series to 30?
Series to 30.
Series to 30 and the county still to 29 or?
Or to 29.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a big
difference. Keep them the same, yeah.
Graham, I'm sorry, I may not be understanding, but what's the difference in terms of, I mean, lengthwise, I know it's more money, but having everybody be on 30?
There's not a large numerical difference between 29 and 30 in terms of the dollar amount. There is a sort of a basic policy issue of rolling 30 amortization is not really amortization, right? Because you're never paying not even the interest on your unfunded liability. You know, I think GASB is going to be moving away from allowing that to even be a viable method for your disclosure statements. There was just a conference call today from actuaries saying that that's pretty unlikely to be allowed to continue, at least on your financial statements, not necessarily for your funding policy. So, sorry if it's a little crooked. Here is so currently.
Excuse me.
So currently, with the county at 29-year amortization and series at 20-year amortization, and this is 0% phase-in of the solvency method. So, the current policy, right, of a fixed unfunded liability for series. And these are the contribution rates. It's 18.9 for the county, 14.12 for series, and a total of about 18.64. If we were to go to 29-year amortization for series, theirs drops from 14.12 to 13.11. But then if we were to take Tom's recommendation and go 20% of the way towards recognizing the solvency method, their contribution would be 14.56%.
Why does it go to 100% of the solvency? You mean just so? Because I want to see what.
So that increases theirs. Reduces the counties by a little less than four, about three.
What does it increase their total payment?
Their total payment goes from just over $2 million in that this value here to, that's from 20%. This is to 100%. It's 2.9 million.
And what is it right now? It's 1.1.
Right now it's they're using 20-year amortization, so it's
1.9.
About 2 million.
You had projected last so that our total increase was 1.2, right?
That's to go from 0% to 100%, so from 2 million to, just about.
Got it.
A little more, closer to 1.3.
Got it.
And Tom's recommendation takes the.
It takes the.
Employer cost to what? The dollar figure.
It takes the dollar figure to. Just over. $2,060,000.
And right now it's. 1.99.
So it's not a very large dollar increase.
Being mitigated.
Yeah, that's why I said it looks it looks viable.
But keep in mind it's going to phase in.
Right. The eventual number will be, you'll be looking at an increase.
Yeah, at some point we go, but see, that's why I asked. Right. At some point, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please.
Feel free to slap my hand if I talk out of place. That's why we need to make sure that our elected officials understand the fiscal implications, and then we'll roll it into our budgetary projections for the coming year. And that's really where we're at now, is just making sure we understand that. But I guess at this point, it's not just about the series, it's about the county, how the county feels about that.
That was kind of
open. I didn't know if you don't, let me put it this way, you don't have to grab it if you don't want.
The county's position is that the solvency using one of the alternative methods that have been identified by the actuary, either the solvency method or the solvency method adjusted for contributions. Yields two different answers, and I think what Tom has proposed is to not consider the 107 million of contributions that the county made when it issued its special obligation bond, which would yield, if it were considered, a lower rate for the county and some higher rate for the other employers. It would under any circumstances, the county's position and solvency method should be a part of any calculation this year, and it should be 100%. That we need to acknowledge where we are today and what the costs are, and you still have an option for reevaluating your amortization period, whether we're at 29 or 30 years. We requested 30. I clearly understand Tom's proposal for 29, and I don't disagree with it as a fundamental concept, that we do want to get back to something that's more manageable and actuarially sound. So that might be something that you would want to consider to bring your short-term costs down, but I don't think that we should be looking at the phase, and I think we should just implement the appropriate methodology.
I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, definitely the 29/30, we understand that, and that's something to look at, but obviously I think at this point in time, Ceres seriously feels that given our budgetary situation that we may have to probably request a smoothing strategy of some sort. I can't at this point agree to 100% without discussing with the electives.
Graham, with that, I know we kind of went back and forth a little bit about the smoothing, kind of a separate smoothing option here, but from an actuarial perspective.
Really, this is a sort of a policy, you know, it's not an actual decision. Our contributions are the contributions that for the fund as a whole. How you divide those costs amongst your employers are a function of the history of how it's been done in the past and what we think an appropriate methodology is going forward, given that there have been significant actuarial losses that one group has been protected from. So, unfortunately, I think it's more of a policy decision by the board rather than an actuarial issue in terms of we are calculating the appropriate actual cost. It's how you're going to divide that between your employers.
Go back to the 100% at the 29. I can see that number again.
For your clarification, too, the normal cost for Ceres is slightly higher because they have a higher percentage of safety employees, and therefore their employee contributions are also slightly higher.
A higher percentage of safety employees in terms of our total staffing, not per capita.
Correct. Right.
Community pride.
What I'm saying is we don't have enough police officers, and all our general funds going into paying for public safety because we don't have a lot of money.
The districts affect the other districts outside of Ceres. How are they affected by this? I mean, they're part of. Do they have their set?
I believe their contribution rates are set to be the same as Ceres. It's always been in the valuation reports. It's Ceres and the other districts.
All included.
And the other districts are all general members. We don't have any firefighters.
You don't see this is considered over the next 2 to 4 weeks.
I mean, we have the numbers available, so there's not a lot of delay in time in being able to get the Board of Supervisors the contribution rates.
I definitely, again, I apologize for interrupting, I definitely still request a continuance so that we can work these numbers and get a better understanding and talk to our electeds, so I would ask that.
I think whether we decide to give Ceres the time, I don't know necessarily that we have to do an action or not. That could just be a decision to delay the decision. I think the action is based more on accepting the terms of the actuarial report and implementing that. And I think we're basically looking for time. So if I could just get an informal general consensus from the board to allow... I'm not even going to be here next meeting, so what's our first March meeting?
March 10th.
March 10th.
Madam Chairman, I think we should let, obviously, this is a very difficult issue for the series, and obviously it will be for the county and everyone else too. And Brad and his staff need to be able to inform their mayor and city council people thoroughly of the implications of this. I'd give them 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think Graham is may not be available on the 10th.
That's correct. But then, yeah, probably give the date of the
I think
2 weeks later, I don't think we're available either, right?
On the 23rd?
He's willing to sell for old and rusty rather than new and fresh, but then I think I can
be here. Is that the AC?
Barring you being available, what I would do is I would call a special meeting. This is a matter of great urgency. I prefer that we do everything that we can to make sure that everybody has as much information as they need to make their decisions. And we as a board have a clear understanding of where everybody stands basically before we make our final decision. So that's my option.
So you're saying to continue it for 4 weeks?
Yeah, at least.
I would make that a motion.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye. Okay.
So it will either be the 10th or a special meeting very soon thereafter.
Series and the council, thank you.
Now, I do have another question. In terms of some of the excess earnings that we have, I believe we still have approximately $100 million.
We have $57 million.
What is a few million dollars from? Anyways, depending on how this board decides to act, and if we go, say, 100% funding for everyone, could Ceres, like the County of Stanislaus, be a recipient of some of those dollars in the special districts? And that's a question I don't know. I don't know if we have any restrictions associated with that.
Why couldn't we?
That's what I'm asking.
I mean, I would think, and my suggestion would be if we decide to do that way, we would definitely need, I would say we would not be being fair to all the employers if we don't help them all out equally.
I agree.
So, I mean, at least, those excess earnings were created with part of their contributions also. So, I mean, they should get some benefit from those also.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we need to take a look at where you're at. We need the full facts before we make our decision, because we really haven't talked about that for this coming year. So, we have no...
I would say that Maria, when we allocated, there was dollars last year. They were allocated across the range for all employers. They were not segregated only for the county.
Last year. Yeah, we've already. Okay.
Well, good try.
But anyways, those to me are options that we still need to look at. We need to look at every possible option.
Well, I think your point is well taken. We did it last year on that basis, and if we do it again, we should do it on the same basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that we've delayed this matter until next month, any further discussion? So we'll table it until then.
March table.
Okay. With that, we are at closed session. Thank you.
Do we continue the county part of this too?
Sorry.
Do we continue the county part?
I don't know if the county have any other questions or anything regarding this?
Yes, I think we have to continue all because they're like Graham was saying, it's all one thing. So I mean, no matter what we do, it's one effect. I mean, so we can't give a count to the county yet.
Okay, we need a motion for a closed session. So basically, visitors, we'll just bring this back to the table on March 10th. And if we can't make it work on March 10th, I will call a special meeting soon thereafter with the appropriate notification. And we'll be working with our actuaries on the date.
I'll make a motion for closed session.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say
aye.
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 We are now in closed session.
Press.
Yeah.
Okay. We are not here.
The retirement board approved the administrator to serve orders compelling City of Fort Bragg Police Department to produce personal records of Philip Ward and for Philip Ward to produce documents as specified in the hearing officer's order.
Okay. That takes us to members' forum. So, Ron, starting with you.
Nothing.
We didn't get the people back. Oh. Come to
Fred?
Nothing.
Yeah. Mike?
No, nothing.
Nothing.
Darren?
Nothing.
I will not be here for the two meetings in March. I will be out of the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what a retiree does.
I have nothing.
Okay, and I have nothing more to add. So with that, closing.